From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with devastation in Oklahoma. Late this afternoon, a massive tornado tore through the Oklahoma City area. Much of the town of Moore appears to have been leveled, with entire neighborhoods not simply damaged, but obliterated. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent John Hamilton, who has done a lot of reporting on tornadoes before. And John, talk a bit about the path of this tornado and the destruction that it's brought.
Well, if you look at it on the weather maps, it looks like it cut a large swath that went a few miles south of Oklahoma City. So that would have taken it right through Moore. And that's a number of suburban communities, a lot of houses, a lot of schools. And there were reports that this tornado was on the ground for 40 minutes, which gives it a lot of time to cause damage.
And the strength or the intensity of this tornado, what have you been hearing?
It's a little hard to tell because most of the reports are preliminary, but people are saying it's at least a 4 or 5, and judging from the pictures with the devastation that was clear, that would put it in that category. Now, a 4 or 5 on the tornado scale would talk about winds of 166 to 200 miles an hour, maybe more. And when you get winds of 200 miles an hour, there's very little left after it passes by.
Yeah, and the images that we're seeing from television are just horrifying. I mean, they show entire neighborhoods in Moore that are flattened, and we've seen reports of schools that were hit, rescue operations underway to try to get the children out of those schools that were destroyed. This follows, John, a string of very destructive tornadoes yesterday as well in this area. And did people have warnings that these were coming?
Yeah, well, of course, usually tornadoes occur in groups like this. And so yesterday the conditions were favorable, so too today, and as I understand it, tomorrow as well. And yes, people had warning. For one thing, we're talking about the time of year and the place in the country where you most expect to see tornadoes. So if anybody is aware of the danger, it's people living in these areas. And they have been told for many hours before these particular tornadoes spun up that the conditions were ripe for something happening. And as I understand it, when the tornadoes did form and touched down, there was at least 15 minutes of warning to people in the path. So people at least had time to get to someplace low and a little safer.
What are the conditions that lead to tornadoes like this, John?
Well, basically, you have cold air coming down from the north and the west and storms, thunderstorm systems moving along, and it meets warm air coming up from the Gulf. And it's the collision of those two that causes tornadoes to spin up and create this kind of devastation. And it happens in that place along Tornado Alley, most likely. That's sort of a line where this tends to occur.
And there are warnings, John, still from the National Weather Service of other tornadoes that could still hit this area?
That's correct. As I understand it, there are warnings that they're expecting more tornadoes throughout this evening and a number more tomorrow when the conditions will still be very, very favorable for more tornadoes spinning up.
Okay. And again, at this point, no word yet on casualties. The scale and the size of this tornado would lead you to believe that people would have to have been hurt by what happened there.
If this is truly a Category 4 or 5, and there are reports that it was a mile across, which makes it a very big tornado, going through a suburban area, it's virtually impossible that you would not have deaths and many casualties.
Okay. John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's John Hamilton.